that he says, everybody, we have to but nobody is preparing that. When this guy took you from the train, where did he stay? International Academy. It is near Humayun Road. What is the address? Somebody is not. Why is he that? He is not a person. To be here. बाघ बुद्धि जंग धीरा धर्म श्रद्धा निखा क्षिपंती अघंग महदपी वेणुगुल मंगवाल पर्सन टू ऑब्जर्व द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ तपस्या ऑस्टेरिटी Brahmacharya, celibacy, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, is a practice. This is called yoga system. Then, mahadopi aham. Even he is subjected to the resultant action of great sinful life. He can vanquish it. The example is given just like to set fire in the field and all the dry plants and grasses immediately become burnt. So by austerity, tapasya, brahmacharya, celibacy, this regulative principle, can burn down all the sinful actions, not by the root The example is given, the dry vegetables or plants. They are by some outside, but the root remains. The root is not burned. And the root remaining within the earth, as soon as there is favorable condition, there is some rain, again they come out. In other words, by tapasya, by austerity, by celibacy, one can superficially get out of the sinful reaction, but because it is not rooted out, as soon as there is some opportunity, favorable condition, again they come out. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kesi Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana Abham Dhananti Tatrina Niharam Yohatsa. He is giving another example, Niharam Yohatsa. In fog, when there is big fog, that is, you cannot see in front of you anyone. But as soon as there is sunlight, the fog immediately disappears. Similarly, abhaṁ dhannanti keshi kevalaya bhakta vāsudeva parāyana. Simply by becoming devotee of Krishna, vāsudeva, one can immediately vanquish all sinfulness. Just as the sun causes disappearance on the fog without any extra effort. Instead of Krishna consciousness, sincerely, seriously, then all the past reaction of your sinful activity will be right. Now, there are two kinds of vanquishing. One, by setting fire on the dry plant and the rising of the sun and fog. So the fog disappearing, again, in the presence of sun, there is no possibility of appearance of fog. That is not possible. But the dry plants burnt out as soon as there is rainfall, it again comes out. So by bhakti, by devotional service, one can completely root out the causes of sinfulness, not by others. It is not possible. Kechit kevalaya bhakta vasudeva parayana agham dhunnanti tasmina niharam yo na tatha jagavan rajan kuyeta tapayadi hi yatha krishna pritaptana satpuru santi vaya. Yes, Karan. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami comments, na tatha abhavana rajan puyeta tapayadihi tapasya austerity brahmacharya, celibacy, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, they are also recommended. But they are not as strong means as devotional service. Na tatha bhagavan rajan puyeta tapayadi. The abhavan, those are sinful persons, they cannot become so much purified by observing possibility, penances, and celibacy, as one can become completely free from sinful reaction by becoming devotee. Yatha Krishna Arpita Prana Tat Purusha Nidevaya. One has dedicated his life to Krishna. Krishna Arpita Prana. Prana means life. And Arpita means dedicated unto Krishna. Or Krishna Arpita two things. One to dedicate his life to Krishna and at the same time Tatpurusha Nisivaya. Tatpurusha means the spiritual master who is a bona fide devotee of Krishna by carrying Nisivaya. Guru Krishna Kripa. We have to acquire two kinds of benediction. One from Krishna and one from the spiritual master. By serving the spiritual master, we get the mercy of Krishna. By serving the spiritual master, we please Krishna. We cannot please Krishna directly. It is not. It is not possible. Just like we cannot approach any big man without going through his secretary. Similarly, we cannot approach directly Krishna without going through his bona fide representative. Tatpurusha Nitivaya. Bhakti Salpati Punati Viti or Takida. Bhakti Rananna Nirapakshatya. Jatat Hema Hema Tehetu Na Prasakti Vignade Bhayam. That means Tadeva Aha Susila Kripalava Sadhava Nishkama Jatra Jasmin Marji Ata Na Vyanamarga Iva Asaya Nimittam Bhayam Napi Karma Margavat Masuradi Vittebhya Bhayamiti Bhava. Tatpurusha Nisivaya. Krishna Arpita Prana Jina. Then again she said, Sadri Jina Jayanga Loki Pantha Kemo Akutu. Therefore, this process of devotional service is without any gain. Akutu. Akutu Vara means without any fearfulness. You can go straight. Just like a child taking shelter of his father, catching the hand of his father, crosses the street without any fear. There is no cause of fear. He knows my father is here. Similarly, by accepting the process of devotional service, that these things, they do not consider, they do not. Now, yesterday the two boys, medical boys, they were arguing. Why not other ways? Other ways are not so safe. Any other way, Jnanamarga, Yogamarga, Tanmamarga, they are not safe. Exactly. The payment, the price system. Atonement. They are not safe. The only safest way is bhakti-mārga. Sathri-cina dhyanga-loki pantha-cima-akutu-haya susila-sādhava-yatra-nārāyana-parāya. Narayana Para, those who are devoted of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically they are Sushila, their character is very nice, Sushila, Param, and they are actually saintly person. Others cannot be accepted because they have got chance of falling down. But those who are devoted, they cannot fall. Krishna in protection. Sushila sadhava yatra narayana prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangamukham nanishpuyanti rajendra suratam vibhapada. Prayaschittani, the process of atonement or the process of austerity, penance, they are not safe. Chinna Narayana Paramukham, they are not saved in this sense because they are Narayana Paramukham. Paramukham, devoid of devotional service. They are thinking by this practice of self-realization process, austerity, they will be saved. But there is no sense of devotional service, such persons are not saved. Prayaschittani chinnani narayana parangam. Non-fancy, therefore they are not completely free from the contamination. The example is given, non-fancy rajendra sudakumbha mibhapaka. Just like the form, it contains wine. They are even washed by the river, they are not accepted. They are not purified. In India, the process is that the state that a big earthen pot which contains wine, and they are thrown into the river, but nobody catches, although it is washed very nicely. Nowadays the situation is different from the formal. Anything which contains wine, it is never purified. He is never to be said. Surakam bhami vāpam. Sakit manak krishna padāra vindayo. Nidyeshitaṁ sad gunarāji vai gairiha. Nate jamaṁ pāsa dhitasya tad vatāṁ. Apne ti pasyanti si chidna nishtit. Yasidasamiti Tadeva Sushila Kipalava Sadhava Nikama. Sushila means those who have received the mercy of Krishna, Sushila, Kipalava. For those who have been bestowed benediction to others, Sushila. Sadhava. Who are sadhava? Sadhu. Nishkama, those who have no desire for material desire. That is, he is called sadhu. And that nishkama means those who are devoted. Without being devoted, nobody can be nishkama, without any desire. Without any desire, desire that there must be. We cannot subdue our desire. Because we are living entity, desire must be there. But desire for self-gratification has to be given. That is called desire. Otherwise, it is not possible to become desire. Desire must be there. So, sadhava. Sadhava, Siddhar Sahami is doing, no, nishkama, those who have no desire. So, this desire, nikama, means those who have no desire for sense gratification, they are sadhu. And who are they? A devotee, akama. Their other name is akama. They have no desire. Personally, they have no desire. Their only business is how to satisfy Krishna. That is their only. That is nothing. Because we are eternally servants of Krishna or God. Our desire should be how to please God. How to please Krishna. Just like obedient servants, sincere servants, they are always waiting for the order of the Master. And they try how to please him, how to make him happy. Of course, this is not possible in this material world. Material world, nobody is servant of anybody. Everyone wants to be master of another. Actually, he does not serve anyone. He serves because he gets some money. So, as soon as the money payment is stopped, immediately the servant becomes disobedient. Therefore, there is no service in the material world in exchange of money. The service is Nishkam, that is what, devote. They do not expect anything from the personality of God. They want simply His satisfaction. Thus, Sadhava Nishkama, Jatra Jasmin Marge. Therefore, we have to follow Mahajana Jira Gatastha Pantha. Great personality, the path of the great personality. The great personality means the devotee. We have to follow the path of the devotee. Ata na jnana marga eva asayata nimitta bhayam na karma marga vat matsaladi yuktabhya mayamiti bhava. Siddhar Swami says that bhakti marga, the path of devotion, is immune from all kinds of carefulness because jnana marga, the path of knowledge, is full of difficulty because I am trying myself. I am no protector. I do not know if I am in danger, who is giving me protection. Jnani is to try to understand the absolute truth by dint of their knowledge. This is the time they are asahaya. Asahaya means without any protection. If they make any mistake, just like a little student, they are learning something. But there is protection of the teacher. As soon as he commits a mistake, immediately the teacher rectifies. My dear Lord, do like this. But anyone who has no teacher, no protector, simply trying himself, if he commits any mistake, there is nobody protecting. Therefore, jnana marga, the path of knowledge, is risky. Similarly, the path of karma is also easy. And what for that? If you prosecute the path of karma, there is envy between the karmis. If you become greater than me in execution of your quality activities, I become envious of you. So, this man is making so much progress in business or in some other way, in practice. I could not do. So I become envious. Similarly, if I advance, my friend becomes envious. The karma marga is the path of envious. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavat says, Paramanirmasaranam. The Bhagavat is meant for persons who are absolutely free from envy. So both parts, karma marga, jnana marga, they are not very serious. In Bhagavad Gita, you will find in the 7th chapter, Asaṅkha, Samadrang Mahantasa, Jyastasi, Tatsuyo, Asaṅkha, without any doubt. Just as our path in devotional service, we are fully convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. There is no doubt. So, others they are finding what who is God, what is God, they have got doubt. And they do not know also completely what is God. But you will know what is God. Supreme Personality, Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan. Because you are taking the path of devotional service, there is firm conviction and you are making progress in that way. Asam sang samadrang vang jatha jasya sita maya tuta mano buddhi. There is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who yugam junyan madhatsa by accepting a devotee, by accepting center of a devotee, one who practices this yoga, Krishna says in the 7th chapter, then he can understand me asanta, without any doubt, and samagra, incomplete. Gathāna chati satsya. In other parts, actually, there are so many parties, especially the impersonalist bodies, they are also searching after the absolute truth. But they have got only vague ideas. Not complete, perfect. It is function with doubt and asamagdham and not complete. That's the fact. They cannot give you any clear idea of the concept of God. That is not possible. And sadhu, the Bhagavad Gita, who is sadhu? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Apite sigurātāra bhajati imām anannabhā sadhu yīva samantha. One who is performing devotional service without any deviation, anannabhā, undivided mind, simply unto Krishna. He is sadhu. So, apita sigurata. If somebody says, this devotee, this is American and your own devotee, we accept as sadhu, but they have got some bad habits. Suppose one sees, according to the European American custom, after this thing they do not wash hands. That is, they are not practiced to that way. So similarly, if I see that here is an American devotee or European devotee, he says, but did not qualify. So it is not your practice. Sorry. No, Krishna says, no. Apita sigurata. This is a moral fault that he has not worked his hand. But we should not neglect to wash our hands. Even by mistake, even by forgetfulness, I will do that is excuse. But not that, because it is excuse, we shall follow. No. Yeah, we shall not, we shall neglect the rules and regulations. But Krishna says, the evil is sudurāchāra, his behavior is not up to the standard. It still is āgī. Still, Sadhuri was something. We should be getting accepted as Sadhu. Because, right? Because he's taking Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without any deviation, he's engaged in his study. That quality the son makes his Sadhu. It is not that by mistake he becomes a mistake in his deed. So, if the question is, then, which area, how he can be sadhu? The Krishna answers that. Supram bhavati dharma. the fifth chanting of Yukti, because the certain shelter of the throne as the absolute Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, very soon he will be reformed. Although at the present moment he is not completely in Sadhaka platform. But still, he should be accepted as Sadhu because very soon he will be completely reformed. The same thing, Sugriva Goswami says, Sakit Pana Krishna Padara Vindaya Nidhi Tadatada Gunaraji Gaya. Anyone who has taken a shelter of Krishna, Sakit Mana Krishna, and has dedicated his mind unto Krishna, and one who is attracted by his transcendental qualities, Nate Jamana Pahasa Bhikatsa Tadvata. They are sure that they will never be touched by Jamaraj or his assistant, Tadvata. Nate Jamana Pahasa Bhikatsa Tadvata. Sapne Vipassati. Not even dreams they can see that the Jamaraj is as it says, the tongue, it is so much of yours. So, as you see, this one for the reason. So, some gentlemen were coming, and a lady, and I think they are not prepared to hear this thing. If you are God, I am God, then they will let you. As soon as this real process of self-realization God gives us is put before them, they are not real. This is fifth canto, Atta. This is also one part of tapasya to come early in the morning. So they want everything very cheap. That is a fall down of India. Mr. Pandya, what is your question? You can ask now. God, you know, the common definition is God is all powerful. Mr. Marwa, God is all powerful. That's all powerful. Now let us come to our own concept of all powerfulness. We consider a rich man powerful, an influential man powerful, then a strong man powerful. A man of knowledge, powerful. A man that is very beautiful, these are powerful. A real man who exists, he is powerful. He attracts so many. In this way, when all these six opulences are together, in fullness, and he is God. He is God. God means nobody can be weaker than him. Nobody can be stronger than him. Nobody can be more beautiful than him. Nobody can be wiser than him. And nobody can be influential than him. That is God. When you find somebody that Here is the richest man in the whole universe, or in the whole creation. Here is the most beautiful man in the whole universe. In this way, when you compare to Sutta Pulanti, and that he find in Krishna. And Krishna was present, he exhibited this practice. Therefore, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. अच्छा तो निर्गुण का अर्थ होता है जो भौतिक गुण से ही इधर जो गुण है सतराज तामा गुण ये गुण नहीं है भगवान भगवान ट्रांसेंडेंटल अबव दिस That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Trayunna Vitrayabeda Nishtrayunna Bhavad. So that Nishtrayunna means Nidgun. Bhagavan ka kuch gun hai nahi. He has no qualities. This is answer. When one is powerful, all powerful, how you can think of that he has no good qualities? Is it possible to think like that? That means he has no material quality. When there is a nirvikar and there are such restrictions, then the absolute truth has no form. That means he has no material form. As soon as there is question of form, we think of form. Like he has got a form, I have got a form, he has got a form, immediately we think of form like that. That when Vedas says God is formless, that means he is not under the conception of form which is entered. That is all of the religion. His form is described in Brahma Sangita. That Angani Yastra Sakalindriya Bhishimanti, he has got form, but every part of his limb has got the power of other limbs. Just like I can see with the eyes of you, but Bhagavan, Krishna, can see with his fingers. I can eat with my tongue, with my mouth, but Krishna can see by seeing, by eyes. And therefore, his form is not exactly like your form. And that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti manindama, because they see me as a human being, they commit mistakes. And they say, how can just like Arjuna inquired from Krishna, how can I believe that you deliver the yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the Son God? And Arjuna was taking the position of ordinary man. He is therefore questioning that, how can I believe? Krishna says that I told this Bhagavad Gita yoga millions of years ago. Because naturally, if I say that 30,000 years ago, I was sitting in this room, you will be crazy for it. But similarly, Krishna was supposed that Arjuna, how is that Krishna says it? So many millions of years he first of all spoke this Bhagavad Gita Yoga, this Santa. They become doubtful. So how can we believe that? But that answer is yes. That both you and me have many, many times, but you have forgotten, I do not forget. And therefore his body is not like for this one. He becomes formless. Is it clear? Because our form We have got this form, in our previous form, body. We are existing because we are eternal, but we don't remember. We don't remember what I was in my previous life. So this form is distinct. Krishna's form is distinct from this form. He hasn't got a form like this. Easiest form. Therefore, his form is. Not that he hasn't got form. His form is Sachidananda Buddha. His form is eternal, tough, is full of knowledge and blissful. Our this form is not blissful. Why you are talking? The body. Because it is painful. Unless what is the use of covering? Similarly, during summer season, you have to check out all this. Yes. Due to this form, we are always in suffering. Athyati, adhi, bhoti. But because they are in maya, they are thinking we are happy. The Krishna's form is not like that. He is always anandamaya. He is Krishna's form, and he is always happy. Therefore, his form is not like our form. Therefore, immediately disturbed form. His qualities are not exactly like our qualities. That we shall live. Apani pada japanat gurita. That's a Veda says that he has no hands, no legs. But still, he accepts the sacrifice the seed to offer. Now he accepts. For Sati as a fool, he has no eyes, but he sees everything. How you can address this? Two parts of the system. He has no eyes, but he sees. Upadrata, Anumanta. So, as we recall Sadhya and the Bhagavad Gita, that now your conception of eyes, that if God has no eyes, then how he can see? Is it not the next question? But he sees. That means he has eyes which is not exactly these eyes. Therefore, that's why he has no eyes. Yes. So, and another place in five, as a fool, but here he says that he has a thousand of eyes. That means his eyes are not exactly like our eyes. I cannot see in this room is dark, so much defective my eyes. But his eyes are not like that. Even there is darkness and light he can see. Yes. Yes, he has got variety. In the Brahma Sanghita also he says, Advaita Yatsiti Anadi Ananta Rupa. Ananta Rupa. Ananta Rupa. Just like Bhagavan Krishna showed him Vishnu Rupa. The Ananta Chakku Ananta Mukha. Ananta, sab ananta de. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ka sab ananta hote hue bhi the. So, your question is clear? Yes. He has got eyes. He has got form. He has got quality. But not exactly the quality which you have got, the form which you have got, the eyes which you have got. No. Then it will be easy. Abhijananti Mahanamura. As soon as he thinks that Krishna is like me, he has got a body like me. That is Mura, Gada. That is the confusion of the rascal. That is the confusion of a man who is in knowledge. So the Nirakar body, they cannot think of that there cannot be, there can be any eye which can act from Vaikuntha, which you cannot imagine how far it is, it still you can see from. We can simply think of that I can see 3 years, therefore Krishna can see also 3 years. But the actual fact is, Krishna can see you from any distance. Sarvata Panipadasi, Sarvata Akshi, he has got eyes everywhere. So that eye is not exactly your eye. And therefore, it is called Apani Asaptu. Asaptu means his eyes are not like yours. So as soon as we consider Krishna like me, Krishna like me, that is matter for a foolish person. That is the first answer. Because they cannot accept that God can have eyes different from me, therefore they take me this way, Srirama. Srirama, he has no form, he has no eyes, no legs. Oh. If I say that God has no legs, no eyes, it is defaming. He has got the brilliant eyes, just that to raise a bit up. Here is one of the eyes, Krishna, the sun. Okay. So, as soon as I get to him, God has no eyes. And if he says in that way that he cannot see, he has no eyes, then it is blasphemy. What is it? He gets me.
You said that the kingdom of God is in you. So if you use Mahavir, what makes
you? Who's head?
Mahavir.
Who's head?
Is he the son?
What does he say?
He says that the kingdom of God is in you.
Not without?
It is all for you, huh?
Then where is taking away? Is it?
It is nothing there.
Then why you are taking on the point? Is it?
No,
he is without, within us. That is God. That Krishna said, Sarvaloka Maheshwara, I am the proprietor of all the planets, all the things, without us. Antat Bahit. So he's both inside and outside. Why you are placing on inside only? One side. Why not outside? Suppose if one cannot begin from inside, then his beginning is not his substance. It is said by Krishna himself that Sarvaloka Maheshwara, I am the proprietor of all planets. So if I say this planet is Krishna's power, what is wrong? What is wrong? Krishna says, Bhumi Lapa Analo Bhaya Sambuddhi Prakriti Me Vinna Prakriti Me Astada. This earth, water, fire, everything is my energy. So if I say this water is Krishna's, the fire is Krishna. What is wrong?
What is the light of the visible sun?
What is the light? It is common sense. You see water. Krishna says it is mine. And in fact, says the water is Krishna. What is wrong? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this Bhumi Rapa Nanama, this Bhumi is Prithvi. Prithvi is mine. So if I say that land is Krishna, then what is wrong there? Then why should I go to Isha? So outside I see the Krishna's property. Why bother for inside? Inside is very difficult to understand. But outside I can see directly. But I see it, it is mine, it is my house, it is my property. Therefore that is law. As soon as you see it, it is Krishna. That is perfection. Why you bother about inside? What is this outside? This outside whose property is? Krishna has simply hidden himself inside and is not outside. Inside is also, Isharasagodhutaram, Isharasagodhutaram, that's right. But why not outside? Then, what is this outside? And that is also said by Krishna, my. The inside and outside you have to see. Any man can see outside. Any child, we can say, if I see this child, well, this everything is here, it is Krishna. What is wrong with this? This separate is Krishna. This microphone is Krishna. Huh? This child is Krishna. What is wrong with Krishna has kindly given me, so I should feel of life. Krishna, you are so kind. That you are giving this car, so I am not suffering. Is that not Krishna consciousness? We want to see so. Not a bogus thing. I think you need Krishna. Why not I suffer? What is wrong with? That's well. Is it clear or not? You can doubt is one question.
This is an easier question.
This is easier question. This child belongs to Krishna, he has kind of given you. Prasad. Is it not easier? Who is easier?
That is
your particular kind
of approach
of mind. Huh? That it is not a fact?
It's a fact.
But it is not easier?
It's
an approach. If you see one child, that is to meditate upon Krishna with it, is that easier? Or if you say that the star is your foot in hand, this is Krishna, which is easier? So why you become more than child? If you remain always child, then you get knowledge, real knowledge. But that is a mistake. I have now grown up. I cannot accept child. What is the difference in child? A child also learns ABCD and a grown up man also uses ABCD. In what sense you are grown up? The ABCD is there. But when you are grown up, can you give up ABCD? When you are grown up? What do you mean by grown up? What is the difference between child and you? You have to use ABCD, he has to use ABCD. But his knowledge of ABCD is not so perfect as you.
Yeah,
actually. Yes. He should remain child. But they are going to become Krishna. That is all. That is all. If you remain a child of Krishna, that is real thing. And as soon as I want to become Krishna, that is real thing. Do you accept this or not? This is real thing. We want to stop this ascetic from this world. That is our moment. We want to remain a child, because a Krishna, protected by it. That is our moment. Because you can't become Krishna at any time. How can you? It's false. anywhere. He tried to be done with it. Krishna says, Mamayu Anshani, Jiva Bhuta Jiva Loka Sanatana. What is that? You know this verse? What is it? Yes, you try. Bhagavan Krishna is saying that the living entities are my part and parcel eternal. Sanatana. So how he becomes equal to Krishna? Part is never equal to the whole. That's absolutely true. So if you are eternally part and parcel of Krishna, how you become equal to Krishna? Since your artificial endeavor will become one with Krishna. That oneness realization means oneness of quality, not of quantity.
When you merge into that, what is it for that?
It's rest of your part. Suppose your part is crude, you are studying the machine. Does it mean that you will become a machine? Does it mean that you become a machine? Yes, true, you are part of the machine. Now you are aloof from the machine. Now when somebody comes and it is the machine. And the machine's part is complete. And you are also complete.
Is it the role of you to
Margin means this. Just like the machine merges with the machine, screw merges with the machine. But still, the screw remains the screw, and the machine remains the machine. But as soon as there is mixture, the screw has value and the machine is complete. But not that the screw becomes machine and the machine becomes screw. Is it that?
And
the screw, some screw being flattened, has fallen down on the ground. So long it is out of the touch of the machine, it is useless, it has no value. So merging into the Supreme means your value is now useless without being merged into the Supreme. And as soon as you become attached with the Supreme, your original value is zero. That is the real meaning of mind. Tatu mind, tatu gatya, bhisati tad anantaram. Bhagavad Gita. Tatu mind, tatu gatya. When one understands to stop in truth, tatu means in truth, then he is allowed to enter our mind. Satumang tattuto gatya visadetat anantaram vatyamam abhijana. See, that also, that entrance is allowed by bhakti. Vatyamam abhijana. Tattuto gatya. You can understand Krishna in truth by devotional service, not by any other. Suppose you are a big liar. I want to make friends with you. I want to know about your inside life. But that I can know by knowing you completely and by satisfying you somewhere or other, by serving you. Then you destroy your own, my dear. So you want to know this, honey. This is it. Similarly, bhakti means service. You have to please Krishna. Then you can know Krishna. Krishna is faith. Sriham, Sriham, Sriptanam, Vritanam, Piti Guru. Those are always engaged in love and affection. Buddha Yogam, I hear, intellect. Not Sadhana Vritanam. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Lord, he can get instruction from Krishna. Tatavar Tattato Gansla. And he gets instruction fully and he is fully aware of Krishna, Visadeva Dhanantra, then Margin question comes. Without understanding, without clear understanding of Krishna, where is the question of Margin? Simply imagining that I am Margin to Krishna? No. Tell me that first. You should know first of all what is Krishna, for his God. Then there is question of mind. Bhogam Janoram. Therefore, this margin process takes place after many births. Is it not? So, first of all, you can understand Krishna. What is Krishna? It is a vague idea of Krishna, a vague idea of where is the Krishna magic?
That's
the service. Huh? Yeah, that's service. Yes. Service. Therefore, only by devotional service you can understand. There is no one else. That is that I have explained. Bhaktya. Bhakta by bhakti, he can become perfect, he can understand the God, and he can enter into the kingdom of God, make your life perfect. Only bhakti. There is no compromise. One who says that there are so many other ways, anyway, especially this Ramakrishna way, whatever way you have said, very complete. Now, only, that is the commandment of God. Vaktyāma vijāna vijāna. When you do that in the Puranas, in Bhagavata, in everywhere, that is it. Simply by devotional service, you can understand other means. Right, is it becoming clear?
Yes.
Don't keep yourself in doubt. So long you are in doubt, go on question. And one difficulty is that we go to some friendly person who is here and we tell whether the friendly person corroborates with my idea. If he does not, then he is not here. It against my conviction. No, I'm speaking not of you, I know, but we should as a preacher, we should simply speak the real truth. There is no question of corresponding with your ideas or another idea. No. Whatever we know, whatever we have heard from our authority, it may be somebody may know better than me. That is another thing. But I have to present what I have learned from your authority. And our authority is Krishna, mainly. Jare jako tare kaha Krishna, where is the people? Who does not add or subtract from the talk of Krishna? One who adds and subtracts according to his will, he is not Krishna. He is not one of us. In my experience, I give this interpretation. He is not one of us. Your lawyer, you know better than me, your law force, you cannot change the law by your opinion. That's not possible. That is another thing. That is judged by the expert lawyer, that your interpretation is right. And it's one interpretation. Not ordinarily interpret everything. When it is not distinct, the law finds, when it is not distinct, then interpretation required. When it is distinct, what? Is there a necessity of interpretation? Similarly, Krishna says, I am God, I am Supreme. So how you can interpret that? No, not Krishna, something within Krishna. That's another Krishna saying. Yes. That is true. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavma Bhakta Madhu Santu Vedasya. That is his idea. His idea. Because he is Krishna's body, he cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Person. Therefore, how can I avoid the bhajan of Krishna? Unless he pushes something extra out of his foolishness. And there are foolish persons, and there is a God, there is Dr. Radhakrishna. Why this foolish person introduces something else? Here is clear. Krishna says, just become my devotee, and why he introduces somebody else? But let me tell you in
person.
Yes. If you have got Dr. Radhakrishna's yoga, I'm sorry.
What is
it? What do you mean? Yes. If you go to the market, you can purchase one copy of Bhagavad Gita, Gita Press. And there I must be there, Gita Press. With Ramanuja commentary.
Ramanuja.
That will help.
That is in English?
No. Sanskrit English. Yes. Ramanuja.
Ramanuja
is the old Ramanuja. What is that? Bhagavan realization is complete. Paramatma realization is partial.
Does that mean realizing knowledge without realizing
it's coming from? No, the realization of existence of God everywhere, that is Paramatma realization.
That is
Paramatma realization. He said, Sadhu Bhutanam Riddhesha Jinati. He is situated in everyone's heart. Annantarastham, Paramanushayantarastham. He is within this universe and he is also within the atom. That is Paramatma level. Everywhere. All pervasive. Asliyatma bhuto, goloko yogo nivasati. Although he is situated in his Golok Vrindavan dham, he is everywhere. That everywhere aspect is Paramatma. And that Golok Vrindavan city is Bhagavan.
So,
when a person is on the ball of Allah, the truth is probably not the truth, the truth is the truth. Yes. Kremanya Nishita Bhakti Vilyotanena Well, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna is not defined. If you see Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are defined, or Vishnu is Udadina, Vishnu Tattva. Yogi, yogi is the real life, Parma. Yogi is, he is Bhagavan as Paramatma. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So all of them are on the platform, but realization is different. Gradually develop. Brahma realization is also spiritual realization. Paramatma realization also spiritual realization. And Bhagavan realization is also spiritual. But the perfect spiritual realization is Bhagavan. It includes Paramatma and Brahma. Some devotee worship of Vishnu, some devotee worship of Krishna. That is Raksa. He likes this form. Just like Hanuman says that Allah, Rama and Krishna, I want to see Ram. We also, or we know, Rama and Krishna is there, but we want to see Krishna.
Similarly,
so you want to see Ram. Yes, that is the body is inclined. But that is the main thing must have. Just like gopis were catching Krishna, and they saw the Krishna sitting in one place in 400 Nara. We are Father Krishna, he is Nara. Thank you. He is feeling very good. But he is Father Krishna. Ah, Nara, Namaskar. But he wants Krishna. And Agarani came, Krishna wanted to demand Nara, and he could not. Radharani, his desire is so strong, Krishna could not remain at the time. He didn't do so. Somebody is often has a little piece of land. And it's hot. It is good quality. So Why not accept that line and immediately have it? So Maharani has got many buildings outside.
Oh, it's much
It may not be melodious, but it chants very good.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare
There is no mention that he should be chanted below. So he can say he's Buddha. Isn't it Buddha? The king of the Quran says, especially if his Hare Nama is not Buddha. Because he should be only chanted and we have to follow our predecessor. When he chants, when he utters the beat mantra, that's the one who he utters. Love. That is very weak. That is Japa. So, this mantra is Maha Mantra, and it should be chanted loudly, or as you like. There is no such restriction. Niyamita smarani naka. Nam nama kari bahuda nirishatva sakti tatsvartita. Niyamita smarani naka. So, kalakal ka vichaniya, dhan ka vichaniya. And you have to follow the great personality. Parida Thakur, you are chanting very loudly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants very loudly. So, what more everyone should. My Guru Maharaj chanted loudly, we are chanting loudly. All business here. Is that all right? Huh? Our process is very easy. We have to see for that my Guru Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj has followed this. No more doubt. Even parampara prapta. We receive him by parampara. Mahajana jinagata. Sadhu marjana gamanam. We have to follow the footsteps of sadhu. Even if I am not welcome as Prabhupada sent to the Vedas and Purana, if I see that my spiritual master is doing that, that's it. Yes. The Karmakanda, Janakanda, we say, Karmakanda, Janakanda, Sakali, Vishera, Bhanda. They are all pots of poison. Karmakanda, Janakanda, Sakali, Vishera, Bhanda. You understand? All of them are pots of poison. Amrita, Bodhya, Deva, Khan. One who accepts this Vishera, Bhanda, this poison pot, as Amrita, as nectar. Then what is the result? Nana Jani Bhamantar. The result is that he continues his that business is gone. Nana Jani Bhamantar. Kadarja Bhakshantar. When there is question of various types of body, if maybe I can get the body of all, then I have to eat two. By karma kanda, I think I'm so much above you. Because nana jani bhavam kare, there is no guarantee.
So, Raja Kriya of the Sura, Plato Raja is the Sura. Brahma Khatra Sadhama, there is the name Sura Bhavanda.
That's all right. But he was a king. He had to perform this karmakanda for the puja. Yes. That is according to the Vedic principle. So karmakanda for ordinary man is not condemned. But those who are in devotional service, they do not require. Residing from Paramahansa, or Yamahansa. Yes. Therefore, Sarva Dharma is fulfilled. All dharmas, they are karma kanda or jnana kanda. And bhakti is jnana karma anabhritam. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma anabhritam. Anukulmena krishnam. So bhakti is above karmakanda jnana. Rather, bhakti should not be seen or swallowed by karmakanda
consciousness.
Bhakti is rasa Bhagavan rasa sarva. Similarly, Bhagavan's name, Nama Sintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. Rasa Vigra.
That is what the Lord Krishna said, give up all variety of religion, Christianity, all the other
facts. All the other facts. That really is Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda. For me, they are after enjoying this world, and journeys thereafter, renouncing this world. But you haven't got to enjoy Krishna's property. Neither you have to renounce Krishna's. Your property is not yours. Then how you can renounce? What is the meaning of renounce? If the property is not yours, then how you can accept it as your enjoyable thing. There is karma kanda. And how is that rejected? There is jnana kanda. So the best thing is to know that everything belongs to Krishna and it should be utilized for
Krishna.
Yes, karma kanda is the lowest thing. And they are fully under the concept of this body, there is karma kanda. And when one is transferred to the mental platform, there is jnana kanda. And when he is transferred to the spiritual platform, there is bhakti. There is bhakti. और आप जो समझे हुए हैं उसको बोलिए, इसमें कोई दोष नहीं है, बाकी इसको भी समझ लीजिए या भक्ति हुआ उठाता हो हरे कृष्ण। अब आइए सुधा दर्शन देखिए सर, ये सब कर्म कांड ज्ञान कांड सब छोड़कर बिल्कुल भक्ति कांड को ले लिए, लेकिन इनको व्यवहार देखिए। तो भक्ति कांड ऐसी चीज है जो चार की भक्ति भगवत अपन कर सर्व गुणित कर सब अनेक जन्म कर्म कांड करके ज्ञान कांड का विचार करते जो कि लाभ नहीं होता, केवल मात्र भक्ति के लिए सब मन वही वो तो हम सब पास chịu lẽ học ra ăn tất vô ý ăn tất vô ý ăn tất ăn tất No, Abhishra Pavitrava, Sadhava, Sangha, Puriya, Dvokshmari, Pundari, Taktham, Bhaiya, Bhantaram, Siddhi. You look to the world, a bhantar ke lota. Bhaiya, kya dhoshya? Yes. Thirayi,